Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. We thank God for yet another beautiful day that He has added into our lives. Let me encourage you from the beautiful word from the book of Psalm chapter 40 verse 8. It says, I delight to do thy will, O my God, yea, thy law is within my heart. I like what George Matheson wrote. He says, my will is not my own till thou hast made it thine. If it would reach the monarch's throne, it must its crown resign. It only stands unbent amid the clashing strife, till on thy bosom it has lent and found in thee its life. What a beautiful poem. Praise God for that. My dear brothers and sisters, following the decision to accept God's provision for salvation, our next most important decision is to do God's will, regardless of what the future may bring. Often, however, we have difficulty in discerning God's will. And I like what George Miller wrote, you know, a great writer and author, and especially on prayer. He writes, one of the great men of prayer has given these insights from his own life regarding this matter. Number one, he says, seek to get your heart in such a condition that it has no will of its own in regard to a given matter. Do not depend upon feelings or impressions. Number two, seek the will of the Spirit of God through or in connection with the Word of God. Three, take into account providential circumstances. And number four, ask God in prayer to reveal His will clearly. Thus, through prayer to God, the study of His word and reflection, I come to a deliberate judgment. And if my mind is thus at peace and continues so after two or three more petitions, I proceed accordingly. I have found this method always effective. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, I like what Apostle Paul also wrote to the church at Colossae. In Colossians chapter 1 verse 9, he says, for this reason we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. My dear brothers and sisters, once we know the will of God, and the will of God is the Word of God, and the Word of God is the will of God, and that's how we base our prayers on, and we find peace and seek it through the Spirit of God, the answers that we are looking for in our prayer life. And I tell you that that's a sure way. When we have the peace of God, when we have circumstantial evidences confirming, when we have the scripture confirming what the Lord has spoken to our hearts, He will bring it to pass and confirm it for you and for me. Hallelujah. So, how do you try to discern God's will for your life? It's a good question to ask. Are you willing to accept and do whatever He may reveal to you? Right? So let's pray. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have created and added into our lives. Lord God Almighty, as Psalmist David writes, I desire to do your will, O my God, your law is within my heart. Abba, Father God, Lord, I pray that today we will take time to read your word, to hear your word, to read your word, to study your word, to memorize your word, and to meditate your word, to assimilate your word in our system. Lord, so that no matter what situation or circumstance we may be in, it is the will of God that will be ultimately revealed in and through our life and our lifestyle. I pray today, Lord, Father, that you will bless us and help us to do your will, O God. Help us to discern your will. Help us to use discretion and use wisdom for the glory of your name, O Master. Today, Lord, as your flock steps out into their jobs, into their businesses, and running the errands for the day, I release your anointing. I bless them in the name of Jesus. And I pray that, Lord, you will increase their territory, enlarge their borders, take away every pain from their midst, and keep them from the evil one, and bless them abundantly, O Lord. I pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst. I take authority over that spirit of infirmity, and I command it, come out. In Jesus' name. And Lord, I release your healing virtue to flow from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet in the mighty name of Jesus. For your word tells us that by the stripes of Jesus, we were healed and made whole. We thank you for that. We love you. We praise you. We magnify you. And we give you all glory and honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.